Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we are joined by Ross Forman, who's going to help us explore the delicate balance between technology and the human touch in branding. As e-commerce continues to grow, how can brands leverage their physical presence to foster a sense of community? And we will also take a deep dive into the concept of third space and discuss whether the trend of returning to independent roots will expand across retail sectors. So join us as we navigate these pivotal topics in the retail world. Welcome back to the show, Ross.
Thank you for having me, Natalie.
Great. Ross, in the age of e-commerce, how can brands capitalize on their physical presence? We know many retailers are now moving away from brick and mortar and really starting to focus in on e-commerce. But those that do have a physical presence, how can they capitalize on that?
Yeah, so Natalie, although e-commerce, it's growing rapidly, it still accounts for less than a fifth of total U.S. retail sales. So we see savvy brands capitalizing on their physical presence by offering shoppers what online purchases can. Things like product sampling, sensory experiences, the concept of a deeper connection and emotional engagement. So a positive in-store experience increases brand loyalty because it's more memorable, right? And it leads to repeat purchases. Further, by creating where customers feel a part of community, brands can build stronger relationships and loyalty. Hosting events, workshops, local collaborations can make the store a real hub of activity engagement. And this approach not only enhances the shopping experience, but also reinforces the brand's identity and values. So retailers can employ omnichannel strategies such as digitizing the in-store experience with interactive displays and digital screens, further giving consumers the best of both worlds.
Interesting. So with all of that said, I've heard you mention in previous conversations this third space concept. You know, what does it mean and what is this third space concept?
Third space refers to a place, it's neither home nor work, but a social environment where people can gather, they relax, they connect. In the context of retail, a third space is a store or a venue. And it offers more than just shopping. It's a place where customers, they can linger, enjoy a coffee, they'll attend a class, or just simply socialize. By creating a third space, brands can enhance customer experience and encourage longer visits, which leads to increased sales and brand loyalty. It's about transforming the store into more of a destination, and that it offers a value beyond the products of the shelves.
Interesting. So do you think we're going to see this get back to your independent route trends, expand to other retail sectors? And do you think this will be led by bigger retailers like we saw with some large book retailers recently? Or is this more of a middle market retailer?
It's an interesting question, but I believe the trend's going to expand to other retail sectors, such as consumers increasingly wanting authenticity and meaningful experiences. So while middle market retailers are well positioned to embrace this trend, mostly because of their flexibility and closer ties to local communities, larger retailers are also taking notice. We've seen examples where big brands adopt a more localized, independent approach to connect with their audience. However, it's the middle market retailers will be leading the charge as they can more easily adapt and innovate without the constraints that we see large corporations have to deal with. Ultimately, the success of the trends, it'll depend on how well retailers can integrate community-focused strategies into their business models.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think being part of a community, a retail community, I think is really important in today's day and age. And I think that you're right. I think it really does create loyalty and keeps the customers coming back in this incredibly competitive retail landscape that we have out there. Thank you very much, Ross. And I hope you enjoyed listening to our episode today. If you haven't already, please add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.